No 2 years of any kind of a foreign language that I know of. And yet and still, one day, Tom and Amy Morrow, they believed, and Tom and Amy were missionary kids. They grew up on the mission field. And one day they believed with six little children, these big grown-up people here were at one time real children. They were okay. And I even have pictures of them when they were about, they would come up to about Tom's waist. Anyhow, Tom and Amy with six children, small children, they felt like God was calling them back into the mission field as a family. And they were somewhat limited, and, or I should say challenged, I guess. That is, they, like most people starting out to serve the Lord, they had no money. They wasn't really sure where God wanted them to go. And they had six small children. And so they sat down, and I'm telling it right, aren't I?
Keep going. I'll let you know.
Okay. they sat down, and they discussed this among themselves for quite some time, I'm sure. And they did some research, and they discovered that there was this little country over in Africa called Zambia that the native language was English. So that would eliminate any language barriers. Well, they had no earthly idea how they were going to get there. They had no earthly idea if they even got there, how or where they would go and how they would survive or what they would do. By faith, they believed God. The Bible says of Abraham, by faith he believed God, and it was accredited to righteousness for him. Tom and Amy Morrow, by faith, you too chose to believe God. And today I will tell you that it has been accredited as righteousness to you by our Heavenly Father. Okay? You chose to go to a place not knowing anybody, not knowing what you were going to be doing, not knowing anything. And all you knew was that you believed in your hearts God wanted you to go. So you packed up six beautiful small children and you took them to this place. And after you were there for a couple of years, you still really hadn't quite found your niche. And then one day God showed you he wanted you to start an orphanage. And the rest is history. And you can pick up the story from there. Folks, let me gladly present to you Tom and Amy Morrow and family.
Oh, if I can turn this on. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah? Hello, hello, hello. It's working okay. All right, well, I think some of you, or most of you might remember me from a couple years ago. Does anybody here have never seen me before? Do we have any new people? There's one, couple. Okay, there's no one. Okay, and well, as you can see, this is my family, my wife, my six children. We all went to Zambia for a time. And we have now been there for 12 years in Zambia. And it's been a long haul. But when I went there, I asked the Lord and I committed myself. And I said, Lord, I'm going to be there and I commit myself to 10 years of being in Africa. Because, you know, as a missionary growing up, we call ourselves MKs, missionary kids or third culture kids. Well, the thing is that we... It's a lot longer than 10 years now. We, after the 10-year mark came up, we just said, well, let's go ahead and extend it a lot more. And we have now made Zambia our home. And we're probably going to retire there. Be old and gray over there. But we have now a new family over there. We have now 29 children, which we have saved. You know, and these are special children who were, you know, in destitute. They're vulnerable. Because our orphanage only takes children who are 2 years and below. We don't take the older children because we figure that they can survive on their own and they can be with the extended family. But with the 2 years and below, these children, especially the small babies, they still need baby formula to continue growing, which the relatives cannot afford. We live in a village called Kazembe. That is the name of our chief. And we live in a village surrounded by huts, and grass huts and everything. We live on site, and that's where we found this old abandoned hotel that was there for 20 years. Trees were growing in the rooms, and there's no roof, no windows, no nothing. And so we came, we took the property, and we built it all up, renovated it. And now this place is it's a beautiful place for kids. And we were taking these children, you know, 0 to 2 years old, from the town, and it started spreading to where now we can take children from most of the province. And because we specialize in baby care. We have a lot of knowledge. We have our own facilities, a little clinic for even preemies and different children that are having problems. So it's been a great challenge. And but we have saved the lives of these 29 children. And the oldest now is about 9 years old. And he's been with us. And it's really, really great to see them. They have grown tremendously. Even in the Lord, they're great Christians, strong. They're doing very well. I mean, if you compare them with the local children in the village, it's night and day. You know, our children are inquisitiveness. They are very smart, intelligent. They speak really good English. There's a lot going for them, and they're going to go places. And we are raising these children to become leaders in every area. So hopefully, when they become 18 years old with us, they're going to turn around and become part of our staff. Which is not now. Right now, we hire 20 village women to come and help take care of the babies and the children. So hopefully in the future, these children will come around and say, oh, I want to be a staff member, and that would be really, really nice. So that's what we're doing. And so I've been here in the States for about a month now, and going different places, showing my video. And every year, either Amy or I, we come back and we show our video. It shows like a little update of the children, how they're growing, and also shows the things that we have done, some projects, and some of our needs. So we have today a video that we'd like to show. It's 10 minutes long, so it's not like really long, but we'd like to discuss a little bit some of the things on the video. So if we can go ahead and get... play that.
Somebody knows how to operate this, better get up here.
The operator.
While Mike's coming forward, let me say that at the end of this, it has been determined that we will go to Luby's to eat.
Okay. We need to get the lights there. So this is the place of how it was when I first found it. You gotta see something that's not there. That's our playground. Fix it up. This is how we found it. That looks really nice now. Yeah. All my kids. We got some storms coming. We get hail too. Now Now, 6 months out of the year, we do not have rain, and therefore we can use these solar cookers. We put all our rice, beans, chickens, we put everything in these things, and this is free energy that we use. It saves us a lot of money. Our new land that we just purchased for growing vegetables. This is Jackson, Michael. Children's church, I do drama. That's our orphanage there. So this is on our new property that Amy and I were surveying. Okay, getting to know the kids. What do you like eating?
I like eating potatoes. Oh. I like to eat rice and beans.
We lost visual.
Chicken soup.
I didn't touch anything.
Come on, you're getting so excited over there. I know. You were just like kicking and everything, and you pulled the plug. Or maybe it went on standby. Oh, a little short in there.
Tom, while they're doing this, if I may interject something here.
Sure. Brought to you by...
These children that you see in the orphanage, I've always called them throwaway babies because that's what they were. They were literally thrown away babies. And they would have died had there not been the Morrow family and the mission.
Yeah, we have, sometimes they would bring children to us that were, you can put it in your hand like this, and you got little legs hanging down. You know, you ever see those pictures of Ethiopian babies and all that stuff? That's what's happening here. And see, what happens, you say, well, how can this happen? And this is the year 2014, what's going on? Well, it's because of all the pandemic that's happening in that country, which is the HIV/AIDS, which is spreading through Africa. And it's really bad. So I would say 50% of that country is infected with that horrible thing. So when the mom and dad go, that's it. It's really bad. And they already have a family extended thing going on, so they've already taken their cousins, aunts, and nephews, and nieces, and everything, so they already have a full house already. Now, when these couple dies, they can't take all their children. Some of them become street children, and the babies, of course, they're not getting the nutrition, and the aunts and uncles, they don't know what to do with babies, so they give them to us. So... All right, here we go.
I like eating potatoes. I like to eat rice and beans and cabbage, chicken soup. I like to eat chocolate. I like to eat spaghetti.
Whoa, we lost visual again.
I like Coca-Cola with Mama.
Might have to put a little laptop right here.
think it's the projector. Let me check that setting.
Does it have a setting, or maybe is it getting too hot, maybe?
It's setting might have changed the word.
Sorry, Tom. Oh, okay.
We watched a movie on Friday night at Pharmacist Works.
You watched a movie on Friday night.
Yeah, we have a Friday night at the movies. It's fine.
Tom, you don't think the juju followed you over here?
No, they don't work on white people. Especially Christians.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta. Maybe we can have somebody waving it to keep the air cool on that thing. Blow on it. Okay. Which kids? I have so many. I don't know which one.
You're like me. Pick one.
Okay. Well, I got also my kids here.
You want to know about these guys?
These guys. Okay. Well, let me see. Okay. We'll talk. Here's Jennifer. Or let's let the mom talk about this because she knows all those details. I don't know all these details. Go ahead and sit up. And you can.
All right. We'll do it. Oldest to youngest, so then they can stand up and you can get to know them a little better. This is Jennifer, and she's the oldest of our kids, but she's the oldest of twins, so we have two oldest daughters. Jennifer is set to graduate with her Bachelor of Education with an emphasis in reading on May 18th.
Yay.
She was just inducted into the Who's Who of Holland.
Woo!
Who's Who? Leadership awards and what was that one that you got? The one before that.
That's about it, yeah.
So she's been really influential in her college organizing groups. We're very proud of her. So excited to see what she's going to do with teaching for to work here. She wants to work somewhere in this area, possibly Goose Creek School District or anywhere around here. So we're excited about that. All right. Jessica is her twin, and she graduated with her associates a few years ago, and she's now working here in the area. She is the new manager for the subway over on Center Street, so drop in and say hello anytime.
Yay! Okay.
TJ is studying history at the University of Houston. He hopes to be a professor one day and may take a couple years to teach English overseas. So that's his latest idea.
Okay. Hey.
Timothy?
Gross hair.
that's
a trim. He was like this before. He had an afro.
He is studying to be an English professor and is dating a girl who's also going to be an English professor. So we'll see. Maybe they'll travel the world teaching English or, you know, working in communities around here. So we're excited about his plans.
Yeah.
Jasmine's our youngest college student. She has great culinary talent. She produces, you know, when you look through a cookbook and you see the picture of these cupcakes and you make it and it doesn't look quite the same. And she does it actually looks exactly like it. She's got a lot of talent. She worked in a bakery in Clear Lake, Webster, for a year. And now she's working over at Jimmy Chonka's in Deer Park, I think it is, and is studying business. Doing the basics in preparation for business.
Yeah.
And Troy is our last surviving Africa child.
Yay.
We're hanging on to him desperately. We're not sure we're going to let him go because then that will make us semi-empty nesters if we don't count the other 29 ends. he has really good talent for video production and graphics art on the computer. So that's probably going to be his career. That's where his passion lies. So in the future, you may see his name sprinkled on credits all over the place. That's all of them.
Yep. And all these kids have been homeschooled. So it works. Okay.
And talking about, I mean, just while we have his face frozen up here, this is one of those babies that was brought to us as a baby on death's door.
Yeah.
You can't believe it now. Look at that healthy, chubby face. But
he was a skeleton.
He was a skeleton. He literally had no flesh left on his bones.
Yes.
And he had, when you say skin and bones, that's what he was. Terrible lung infection. He almost died, but he has recovered completely. And now you're going to see him on the video. He's so articulate, and that is a complete miracle.
Yeah, this is a miracle baby. Okay.
And Mom.
He likes drinking Coca-Cola with Mommy and Daddy. So that's what he's saying.
To make sandcastles. Hide and sneak.
Hide and sneak.
Cars.
Okay, what do you learn in school?
A small intestine and the...
There we go again. We lost visual.
The color and ink.
It's on its way. We'll get a little laptop going. I think they can. We'll just do it like this, and everybody's just going to have to squint it with their eyes.
We can probably plug it into the mirrors.
Here, get that going.
Yeah, we'll squint.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot simpler.
Yeah. But this video is now available online.
Oh, great.
On Vimeo. Oh, it's right there. Right here.
Everybody squint.
Yeah. 14. Okay. Yep. And fast forward.
Now make sure to get on Facebook and like Kazembe Orphanage. Just type it in and we will share the link of this video where you can find it. And then you can watch it again and again and get to know the kids
even
better.
Okay.
So right here.
Yeah, turn all the way up. All right. I don't know if anybody, well, this is a really small screen. I wish I brought yours. All right. There we go. Ooh, big difference. Okay. Oh man, this is one of those touch screens. So I touched the top of it. Woo! Well, what a challenge, huh? Oh. Way too high. Hold on, let me put it down a bit. There.
Like, he's the way and the truth and the life.
Kindergarten.
Yeah,
and the my husband does the first grade.
What?
Okay. So anyways, so you can see how this room is really small right here, and we have all the kids crowded in there. And so it's really something. So what we did is we actually built up on the hill a room that is 30 feet by 30 feet, but it is has no roof yet. We're almost done with this room here. So this is what we're actually fundraising for right now. The roof would cost about $5,000 to replace that one. And this year, we have now purchased some land, or in the process. It's about 80 acres of land. It's 1 hour south of where our orphanage is. It has a river through it, and it has also real good soils. So because getting good vegetables and fruits is very difficult. So we're putting like infrastructure, we're making roads throughout the place. We have palm trees that give a nice aesthetics to it, make it real nice. The river here is going to be really nice, so when we do build a couple houses for the kids too, we'll be able to go swimming here, but also we can do some kind of turbines to generate our own electricity. Maybe like a water wheel or something like that. Okay, so we get all the local people to help make these little roads, little gravel roads. We pound down all the dirt. You can see me here walking with this guy over here. We have about 50 palm trees with fruits on it. And these are poplar trees. You know, they're trees that go straight up and down. And if we have that on the entranceway going into it, about 400 feet, that's going to make a really nice boulevard as you drive into this new land. So these are the locals. It's a small village that's close by. We started hiring the local people to help us. And we already planted 110 trees, citrus trees, oranges, lemons. You can see a lemon tree there. And maybe in about 4 years to 5 years, we're going to have a huge grove of fruits for the children. So I'm making all the designs for the different buildings.
For the future, this is just
the
beginning.
This year, we're hoping to build a small guardhouse in the very front, where we can put all the tools and everything. Okay, this is our staff members. We have every week, we give them a training. We have children's church. We have volunteers that come in. My son and I playing around. We had a Canadian group that came down and gave us a crocs for all the children, which is really nice. We have lots of animals on the property, about 30 goats, 100 chickens, 100 ducks. So, very good. These are some termites here. We have them do a lot of dress up time. So we rebuilt our playground. Made it real nice. We have cobras come in every so often, so I have to remove them. This is Jasmine leaving for America. Yay! We made it. Woo! There we go. So that shows you a little bit of it. And so, like I said, what we're doing is we're trying to fundraise for a few things. We have a lot of needs. We want to even put a greenhouse on the new land so that we can grow even tomatoes throughout the rainy season, because we have 6 months of rainy season. So trying to grow vegetables during that time is really difficult because of the fungus and everything. And we tried using sprays and stuff, and you're just using a lot of chemicals. So we need to get also a little greenhouse going on the new land. Now, this land that we have in the beginning is going to be used primarily for farming. We might even put all our animals on there. And then we'll have some farmers on there. They'll cultivate. And then every couple months when the harvest comes in, we'll send it up to the orphanage. Because at the new, at the old place at Kazembe, there's no land available for farming. And there's a problem with water. So whereas this land, the huge river, all year round, is just flowing right there. And which is a super blessing. And the tarmac, you know, right where we travel from Kazembe to this place, it's right, it connects to our land. So we don't have to travel, you know, an hour into the bush somewhere to get to the land. It's just right there. So this is a very convenient place. So hopefully in November, we're going to start our planting season. We're going to start doing cabbages, tomatoes, onions, sweet potatoes, just about everything that we use. Because the closest grocery store is about 2 hours away. And so, you know, it's a big thing to travel through Africa. It's not like here where we jump on a highway and boom, you're there. You're sitting there swerving, trying not to hit all the people and the chickens and the goats and different things. So it's a big thing. So anyways, we do have some in the back different flyers. We would like you to pick up one. This is a two-page thing for all our needs. One is a monetary list and one is a physical list. We have different things. So you can see all the things that we need for this year. Now, those of you who would like to sponsor a child, some of you are already doing that. Here are the ones who are still need sponsoring. That's also there, their names and their ages. Okay? We have also lots of any information about these children. There's a pledge card also. It's a really, really nice pledge card paper here. Okay? That you can fill out and mail that in. And then we have care packages. If those would like to send little small gifts to either your sponsored child or to any orphan, it gives you a list of what to put in, how big the package should be. And then we have this new thing going on. There's a company called Amizam, and you can fill up drums. You can go right down to here by Kima, and a little bit past there on the left-hand side, they sell these drums. Used ones, new ones. You can get old used ones with a lid. You can pack that thing completely full and then call this company up, say you want to give it to them. Then you take it to their storage room, and then every 2 months they send it to us. And these drums cost about $50. To send these, it costs about $300. But you can put a lot in these drums, especially if it's clothes for the kids. You can use, and baby toys and equipment. You can even put it in these little plastic, you know, vacuum pack bags. I think some of you know about that, and it shrinks the clothes way down. So I've been doing that. I have like four at my house right now, and I'm just in a, and I'm packing. You can't even move that drum because it doesn't go by weight. It goes by volume. So it should get to me within 2 months. So that's another way of sending goods cheaply, because if you send a box, you're looking at $50 or something like that, and that's a little small thing, you know. We do have the information about volunteer at our place if you'd like to come at a minimum of 2 weeks up to forever. So so if you want to become part of our team to help either with babies or with the children, teaching, or even construction, whatever it is, maintenance, farming, we need you. Because this project has become a lot bigger than what we thought when we got into it. Let's get some little babies. Boom. We're like, whoa. Now it's this huge thing, and the budget keeps on increasing bigger and bigger, and our faith grows as we grow. We also have a thing called the Ambassadors Program, which if you would like to help us, if we need something in the United States, like some hands and feet here, That also helps. Like if we need also call up sponsors or if we need some information, you can also do that. Of course, it's like once a month or something, we might call you up and, or email you and say, "Can I need this information or I need you to contact this person or something." So that's like a little outsourcing a little bit going on here. And of course, here's our future plans. You say, well, do you have a plan for the future? This kind of gives you an idea of where we are going. And of course, the last one is our newsletter, which we put out usually what, every couple months, something like that. So this just kind of gives you a little sample of what it is, so we can email this to you. We don't really like mailing this because it would take forever to get to you, and it might not even get to you so from Africa. So if you have an email address, you can just give it to us and write us. So now I'm going to open the floor. So does anybody have any questions? Dun, 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 dun.
How do you get milk?
We have two ways. One, for the small babies, we've been using our goats. We have Nubian and Alpine, or Alsatian. Can't remember the other one. We have big white goats, and so we can milk those. And also, we go to the capital, and we buy a big bags of powdered milk and baby formula from there. So that's how we do it. We were thinking about getting a cow, but we need a lot of land for that, and there's a lot of issues with, there's no vets up there. So it'll be more really difficult to have a cow. So, but anyways, we make it by getting the Nestle baby formula, and very expensive. So, but, and they go through it a lot, especially having a lot. We have a huge population of just babies. All our cribs are completely full. So we have 12 cribs, and so it's like, since we have no more room in the inn, we need to build another building. So we did build one for the boys, so we moved the boys out, and we have now a 30 by 30 boys' house, but we don't have a girls' house. So that's another thing that we're hoping to build this year or next year, is a girls' house, get them out of the little kids' room. And so they can have a place. Now, if we do that, then we can reopen our doors so that new babies can come in. So far, in the last couple months, we've had to turn away about 5 babies, and which is really hard and difficult, you know, because you see these babies, you know, and you're like, well, you turn them away, that means death. So 2 of them already died, you know, and you hear all these stories. But we're not there to save all of Zambia, you know. We're there to do what we can do. You know, and but it's one thing being a missionary. You have to know when to say no. And if you try to take everybody in, you'll find we'll end up with there's children all over the floors with blankets, and our standard will drop, and we won't have any food to give everybody. So it takes a big heart. It's when usually when a baby comes to the door, a new one, I just say, Amy, don't even go down. Don't go down there because you'll want it. You know, so I'll go tell them to go somewhere else. And we tried to refer them to other orphanages away, but it's too far. They can't afford the transport. They want the baby to be in their village, and so, you know, that's what happens. So there's a lot of challenges, lots and lots of things. I can go on for hours and hours and hours of the challenges that we go through, like no electricity, power cuts going on and off all the time because the country is growing so fast right now. The United Nations has said that Zambia right now is the fastest growing country in the entire world economically. Like within a couple months, boom, another mall goes up. Another mall, another mall, another mall. I mean, they're just going crazy with Western type of styles in the capital, which is interesting. And they got now movie theaters, 3D movies, everything. But yet, in the village, nothing changes. So we have this huge gap of differences. That's interesting to see as it's developing. Okay, I think we've exhausted everything.
Okay, well, yeah. I've just begun.
Okay.
Amy, stand up here, please.
Whoa.
I'm going to give this to you. This is from the church.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's just a small token of our love and appreciation for what you folks do over there.
Thank you.
Now, these wonderful young adults of yours, they think that they are back here to have lives of their own here in the States or wherever. But all six of you, I want you to know, what you do not know is that I have been praying that some of you, if not all of you, go back to Zambia. Because as long as there's a Moro in Zambia, I'm committed to the mission.
Yes.
As long as I live. Tom, when I see your presentation, and I think back, and I look at my life, how it has developed in the same time that your ministry has developed over there, I am constantly reminded and amazed at God's grace and work. I'm so very, very honored and proud that God chose me and my family to be a part of your work over there. And as long as I'm alive and you guys are there, we're in this together, brother.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, anything that didn't get covered?
Can I get all of the family up for a picture for our goals
today? Yeah, we can get up here.